Deutsch has this great view of the world where he believes that everything important is understandable by a single human. By important, he means underlying base theories that drive most of reality. And he fixates on four theories. I could argue maybe there's a few more, especially if you start getting into Adam Smith and the Wealth of Nations and a few other sociological ones. But he's obviously a physicist. He's concerned more with reality and truth-seeking, not human systems. The four that he picks are the theory of epistemology, the theory of evolution by natural selection, quantum theory. He subsumes relativity and other physics into that. And then the theory of computation, which includes his theory of quantum computation. These four are fascinating. It's probably worth touching on each one for various listeners. What is interesting about each of these theories? What is the breakthrough here that might be non-obvious? Let's start with epistemology. The reason I love the beginning of affinity is because Deutsch does a very rigorous review of what is correct in epistemology. What do we know to be the best answers in epistemology? And once you have that, once you have a good theory of knowledge, then you can decide what else is true. If you're starting with a bad basis for the theory of knowledge, then you're going to decide on a bunch of things that are false when you think they might be true. His epistemology is centered around good explanations. It takes Popper's view of science and truth-seeking as being error-correcting mechanisms and expands on it. But I'd love to hear your summary of the theory of knowledge or epistemology as Deutsch lays it out.